Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, with Gamescom, the world's largest gaming convention, announcing its first ever Asian edition in Singapore in 2020, and esports to be featured as a medal sport at the upcoming 2019 Southeast Asian Games, the gaming sector is abuzz with vibrancy and business opportunities. Newzoo's report marked 2019 as a major milestone year for the global esports market, which will for the first time exceed the $1 billion revenue mark.
Mm-hmm. Revenue is expected to reach about $1.1 billion in 2019, a year-on-year growth of about 26.7%. It's about plus 26.7%. Well, we're speaking to Elephant's Managing Director, Alicia Lee, an industry veteran, as she gives us a sense of the local and regional gaming scene. Welcome to the show, Alicia. Now, give us an overview of the gaming landscape for the uninitiated. I mean, what's the scope of the market and what are the various components which kind of make up the market?
Okay, well, the gaming industry as a whole is valued at about $152 billion globally. And in terms of, you know, the landscape and what's within gaming, of course, you have the game development component, so people who make the games, and then esports, which is essentially competitive gaming. Mm-hmm. And within that, of course, you have a whole industry and a whole ecosystem around, you know, marketing, Q&A, localization, many, many different fields that actually traditional businesses have as well, that also apply to the gaming space.
We say uninitiated because the last time I game was probably, I don't know, Mario Brothers when I was a teenager, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog. So what about, say, global board game, that market? It's grown in popularity despite the proliferation of tech in the space, like mobile gaming and VR, of course.
Yeah, so it's very interesting, actually. So I think most of us grew up with board games like Monopoly and Uno. Mm-hmm. And myself personally, I've only rediscovered the board game scene about 2 to 3 years ago, and it's crazy. It's very, very big. I think it's on track to be about worth $12 billion globally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the breadth and the depth of kinds of games that you can find are very, very interesting. There's a lot of strategy, there's story-based. So it parallels, or rather is on par with the video games that you get.
Mm-hmm. And how was GameStart received this year? I mean, at the Southeast Asia's premier game convention, I think you were there.
So it was very good. So this was our sixth edition of the event before we hand over the reins to Gamescom Asia next year. So we had about 28,000 people who came to the event over 2 days. And we had some really, really strong content. For example, Final Fantasy VII, which is a very hot upcoming game, had a demo there for people to try for the very first time in Southeast Asia. So this brought a lot of interest and a lot of people to come and try.
And it is a first-person shooter type game.
It's a role-playing game. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So it's very story-driven, it's actually a remake of a very, very much loved game that came out, I think, in the 90s. So when they announced that this remake was happening, people actually cried because they were so happy that
there's the passion.
Yes.
And what are the areas of growth in the sector and upcoming trends that you saw coming out of GameStart?
So I think definitely esports. I think esports is the hot one right now. Esports, especially in the region, you know, we're seeing even governments getting behind this, putting aside funding. As you mentioned, esports is going to be a medal sport in the SEA Games. Singapore is fielding a number of teams across a few games as well. So esports is definitely one big trend that we're seeing. Board gaming as well is the other one. It's actually very quiet until we introduced it to GameStart about 2 years ago, and it's turned into actually one of the most popular areas of the show. So we're expecting to see that grow.
Was that surprising, you think?
To me, it was, because I'm a video game player, right? Mm-hmm. So I never even really thought about board games beyond Monopoly. Some guys in my team, they're super passionate about it, and they were like, no, we must try this. And I've discovered the world of board games recently. It's quite amazing.
Well, we're talking to Alicia Lee, Managing Director of Elephants, right here on the Money FM 89.3. Well, Alicia, talk to us about Singapore's growing gaming market. I mean, how is it competing? Any success stories that you can share with us?
So I think Singapore's market definitely growing. We've seen huge growth since we started the event 6 years ago. No one even really knew what esports was. Now everyone's talking about it.
Hey, there are scholarships in some other countries which will be given out to esports athletes. You can have your university education paid for through a scholarship.
Yes, for gaming, to certain games. Right now, mostly in the West, in our part of the world, not so much yet. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are starting to look in that direction as well. Yep,
Tell us more of some success stories. I mean, Singapore's so small, how on earth can we compete, right, with these bigger boys, so to speak?
Actually, I think we can. To be honest, Singapore is very well placed in terms of our infrastructure.
Okay.
So we have very strong infrastructure compared to our neighbouring countries, for example. And also, we have very strong talents. So we actually have a lot of talented gamers here. For example, I manage a player called Sien. Mm-hmm. He's actually one of the top Street Fighter players in the world.
Mm.
And he started his journey maybe about 8-9 years ago.
Oh.
And he won the world championship in 2013. And since then, now he's just considered one of the best in the world. So he's known internationally.
Wow.
This translates into what in terms of earnings?
This translates into a lot of sponsorships. Oh. So for example, we're seeing a lot of brands who are interested in this space, right?
Right,
so a lot of them try to figure out, how do I get in?
Mm.
So sponsoring players and sponsoring teams is one way that brands are doing that now. So Sien, for example, is sponsored by Singtel, Secret Lab, Monster Energy, quite a few other brands.
Mm-hmm. Which translates into what sort of cha-ching for Sien? Just to see
more than I would have earned in a
how lucrative a career it might be.
We're taking up gaming now.
I mean, for Sien, he's considered still a bit small, but for some of the large scale players, like in the Dota scene, for example, where the largest tournament in the world has a prize pool of $35 million USD.
Yikes.
The winning team takes back $15 million USD on it. Yeah. So that's the kind of money.
And you were saying we're quite well placed to be competitive in this area. So it's quite significant that Gamescom is coming to Singapore, isn't it?
Mm, very much so. I think Gamescom coming in is going to make a big difference to the ecosystem here.
Mm-hmm.
GameStart started the foundations and we've built it up. And I think now Gamescom taking over will be able to bring us to the next level, especially since they bring in not just a B2C component, but also a business component. And that's where I think we'll really see a lot of the industry starting to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that esports is definitely growing. I mean, it's huge now. Any concerns, any worries that there may be a saturation point one day?
I think for sure, to be honest. I mean, right now, because it's so hype, you're seeing a lot of people trying to get into the space. Unfortunately, a lot of people also still don't really understand what exactly esports is.
Mm.
And a lot of brands are still trying to figure that out.
How to position themselves.
Yes, yeah. How do you position yourself? What is your objective? Mm. What do you want to achieve? Who are you trying to reach out to? So right now, we're definitely not at anywhere near saturation point. But there is a lot of buzz and a lot of interest. And I think once the brands find out, you know, where's the right positioning to be, we're going to be seeing this market mature a lot more. But I think that's still many, many years away.
Alicia, talk to us about your journey in this space. You earlier mentioned that you are a video gamer, starting with Sonic the Hedgehog. No, not that
close.
Far back.
So actually, yeah, I started gaming really young. And then I think the first console I had was the
Mine was Atari, by the way.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, that's... Atari. Wow. That's okay, I didn't have an Atari. I had a Nintendo. So Super Mario was one of the first main games that I played.
Okay.
And then after that, I went on to PC gaming, and it's been a part of my life since, you know, I was a kid.
Mm.
Yep.
Then talk to us about Elephant then, what it does.
So Elephant was created 6 years ago when I decided to start GameStart, because at that time, I used to work in a gaming company called EA, and while I saw a lot of potential in the Southeast Asian market, back then we were considered very small, so we were like the poor child that no one really cared about. So like the Western world will always get the cool stuff and the early stuff and exclusive stuff.
Right.
So when I left EA, I actually wanted to kind of show that we have a very strong base of gamers here. So I started GameStart to show that. And then along the years, I think Elephant's just kind of grown, because as more people heard about us, many game publishers also came to us and said, hey, you know, can you run this event for me? Can you do my esports live production for me? So today, Elephant is actually one of the leading esports and marketing agencies for games in the region.
Why the misspelling, though?
Because if you notice, it's actually the same as my name.
Yes.
I'm really bad at naming elephant. Things.
But it'll end up being pronounced as elephant.
No, it's just
not.
Elephant.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah.
What's next, though,
What's
actually,
next? What's next for elephant?
Elephant. No, I'm sorry. Elephant. Opportunities that you might be exploring. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's super exciting times now. We're expanding faster than we can actually catch up.
Oh, dear. Happy problem, I would imagine.
Happy problem, for sure. It's very interesting. We're getting to work with many brands and companies that we never thought we would be able to. Also, there's a lot of interest in the Southeast Asian region now from a lot of Western companies. So we are seeing a lot of them come in. So we are expanding to help, I think, bring more companies into this space.
Save that princess from the Koopa King, I say. Elephant's Managing Director Alicia Lee joining us today. Thank you so much, Alicia.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.